Amen. You can open it up to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. Are you living above? Are you always at the top? Always at the top. Does that describe you? Does it describe your health, your money, your job, your relationships? It should. It should. Deuteronomy says God's people should expect to be at the top. Not sometimes, always, at all times. So you're there in Deuteronomy. Verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations. These, what I'm going to continue to read, are the blessings of obedience. Okay? And I say that again, they are the blessings of obedience. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Do you know what it means when they're going to come upon you and overtake you? If you've ever run a race, right, just like in that NASCAR, when they're running and you've got that and that guy's leading and he's, wow, all of a sudden he gets overcome. And he said, where'd they all come from? That's how they're going to overcome you. All these blessings. Because you aren't even going to be aware of it because you're in obedience. And those blessings will just start flowing, overtaking you. Verse 3, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Talked about increases. You may not have cattle. You may not have flocks. But you do have finances. Blessed shall you be, or blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Basket is for the daily supply. The kneading bowl is for the long part that you need. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. Oh, I like that. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. They're going to be scattered. Verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses, in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If, hear that? If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Right away, you're thinking the fear factor. Well, afraid here is in the Hebrew is the word yare, okay, meaning in awe, honor, respect. Because they're going to see how well you've been blessed and how you've been protected. Every need is going to be met. The people will look and had looked at them in amazement because of the blessings that were bestowed upon them, that were overtaking them. All those from the outside were seeing this. Verse 11, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods. That means having more than enough. El Shaddai is providing. In the fruit of your body. That's talking about offspring and about the womb there. So you're looking to get a baby. You can just quote that and say, Father, your word says that that the fruit of my body you have blessed. I claim that child. I thank you that I am impregnated with life. Babies are from the Lord. In the increase of your livestock and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you, the Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give you the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Verse 13, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above always and only and not be beneath. If you heed the commands of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Verse 14. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words. Here we go. Words. Words. Which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Now that verse 13 though. I stopped there because that's where the blessings stop. Verse 13. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. Yet far too many Christians have accepted less. They may believe in seeing a victory now and then, but being at the top in everything always and at all times, See, there's a purpose for God wanting us to always be on top, to be above only and not to be beneath. For one, Jesus paid a high price to redeem us from the curse. Because in Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. He became a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified on a cross. The curse for disobedience, there is a curse. The curse for disobedience is spelled out in verses 15 to 68. Wow, a lot of curses there. You should read them sometime and see what Jesus redeemed you from. And when it comes to your health, let me point out something that it says in verse 61. Because now in there, it covers, and he gets into spelling all the different plagues, all the virus, all the sicknesses, all the disease, all the things that can come upon you, attacking your finances, everything. But when it comes to your health, in verse 61, it even says that every sickness and every plague which is not written in the law will come upon you. Even if he didn't cover it, he said, it's going to come upon you. Why is it going to come upon you? Because of disobedience. So if you think about that, Jesus had redeemed you. Every sickness, every disease, every virus, every plague, unknown. Unknown. Not even mentioned. He's redeemed you from. Every COVID virus variant, every influenza strain. One word, redeemed. Redeemed. And he gives us an easy yoke, does he not? And a light burden. In Matthew 11, 26 through 30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens." You aren't designed to do that. "And I will give you rest." Who are you supposed to give your burdens to? Cast them on the Lord. "Take my yoke upon you," he said. "Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." When you and I were born again, we were appointed to be what? The lender and not the borrower. The head and not the tail. To be on top and never at the bottom. To be healthy and not sick. To be prosperous and not poor. And when you get the reality of what Jesus can do, you'll be poor no more. "The name that is above every name has delivered us and set us above and not beneath." See, that's why I thought, brother, you were reading my notes when you were up there talking. Praise God. And second, he wants us living above only and not beneath, because it is a witness. It is a witness to the people around us that we, his children, the children of God, are blessed. So blessed, he said. So don't ever be afraid, dearest friends. That's Luke 12:32. Don't ever be afraid, dearest friends. Don't ever be surprised, is what he's saying. Don't be surprised at this. Your loving Father joyously gives you his kingdom with all its promises. That's being blessed. That's being blessed. How's Brother Copeland say that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. If you aren't on top in every area of your life, it's time to get there. Always above only, never beneath. Colossians 3:2. Set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. They're temporal. I like what the voice says. Stay focused on what's above. See that? Stay focused on what's above. Look up, not out. Sometimes easier said than done, right? But it is easy to do. Financial demands, physical symptoms, or disappointments are right there in front of us. Focusing on them and allowing them to be our reality is the natural thing to do. But we aren't called to be natural. We are supernatural people. And we're called to look up. We are called to set our minds on the things above. This is where I got caught up, and God showed me. Give me this scripture. Through a whole roundabout, a whole nother story there, but Daniel 11, verse 32. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. There was somebody putting a bribe out to one of the priests there, which God wasn't happy about. But the people, here's the important part of that, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Great exploits. They will carry out the supernatural. They will do spiritual acts. Amazing things. stand. And when you don't think you can stand, stand. And you'll see, you'll be able to do the supernatural. Amen? How can we do that? By remembering that while our natural circumstances shout the loudest, they aren't in the majority. I want you to really get this. They're far outnumbered by the new reality that became ours when we became His. Can I say that one more time? They're far outnumbered by the new reality that became ours when we became His. Jesus said, we are to be in the world, but not of it. That doesn't just mean that we are to separate ourselves and behave differently. It also means we are to see things differently. How are we to see them? Victoriously. Victoriously. It means we are to live above only. That's always. Not beneath. Never. Never. He says we're blessed and called to live in abundance, never to lack. Never to lack. We are to never look like we're at the position of being beneath in our finances. Because if you are, look up. Remember what God has said about our money. Then we're blessed. We have increases. And we live in abundance. Never to lack. God is our source, not our job. You got to get that. Because if He's your source, He will take care of things while you're on that job. Jesus tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things we need will be added unto us. If you're taking notes, you can look this up later, Matthew 6, 25. To 34. But His word warns us about money. It says the love of money is what? The root of all kinds of evil. It's all kinds of evil. And some people craving money have wandered far from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows, pains, griefs. Pulling, right, you know, rubbing your head about you're worried about the finances. Don't worry about the finances. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The wise man knows how to sow and save and pay his debts, while a foolish man frivolously spends all he has. Okay, easier than this is an easier version. Okay, the stupid squander what they've been given. Okay, yeah, that's Proverbs 21:10. So I'm telling you, look up. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He says we're the head of our finances, not the tail. Here's a confession to make. A confession is testifying or stating a personal belief. Must believe this. I seek first the kingdom of God. Therefore, everything I need will be added to me. The Lord takes pleasure in my prosperity, so I declare that I am prosperous in Jesus' name. I have more than enough. I am blessed to be a blessing. I am a giver, and I receive a hundredfold return on this time. That's the word. That's Matthew 6:33, Psalm 35:27, Mark 10:30. That's a great confession. And you know, I got one more, and I wasn't whether I was going to, but I'm going to, brother. I'm going to do this for you, brother. Okay, this is a great confession here. I'm a faithful tither, and because I tithe, my finances are protected from the devourer. Right now, I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. I command you to release my finances now and flee. I plead the blood of Jesus over my money and my possessions. No weapon formed against me, my family, or my finances will prosper in Jesus' name.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be on tape. But that is also Malachi 3, 10 and 11, Luke 18, 12, and Isaiah 54, 17. The words. Make your confessions line up with the Word of God. So while symptoms of any illness, are they trying to come on us? What are we supposed to do? We're automatically supposed to look up and remember what God says. And what does He say? Surely. Not Shirley. Surely. Yeah. Okay, hey Shirley, listen, He hath bore your griefs, but He bore all our griefs, and He carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. We are healed. How many times we got to say that and stress that? That past tense. You healed. Shut up, buddy. You healed. And when Satan tries to put sickness on us, we say, nope. Not today, Satan. Not ever. You're not going to put that on me. I am healed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the blood that ran down that cross, we were healed. We were healed. We must see ourselves as the head and not the tail. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And it's hard to live above only and not beneath if you don't see yourself that way. Back again, it's on you and it's on me. The spirit of rejection, inferiority, and or low esteem are all enemies of living at the top as God intended. When we let our past experiences and what others say about us impact how we see ourselves, we cancel out how God wants us to view ourselves. If you come from a long line of people who deal with health issues, you're going to have to reprogram your thinking. You've got to see yourself as healthy, strong, and above disease. Only and not beneath it. If you come from a family that has struggled with debt, lack, poverty, you need to get a new vision of abundance and wealth on the inside of you. Don't talk poor. Don't talk lack. Talk prosperity. Talk abundance. Amen. You've got to get a renewed mind of how you look at yourself. How you look at yourself. The same is true with any other area where we are having a habit of seeing ourselves on the short end of things. Rather than standing on top of the mountain as more than conquerors. Do you ever feel that way? Always having the short end of the stick? Well, maybe it's because of what you said and how you look at yourself. Our lineage here on earth does not define us. When we were born again, Jesus overrode every programming of the curse in our lives. Redeemed. We are the redeemed, and the redeemed say so. It's time we start seeing ourselves as the head and not the tail. When it comes to money, health, relationships, our job, our ministry, our businesses, and everywhere in between. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Verse 13. Notice, though, it says that word there, always. Always at the top. Never at the bottom. If you obey the commands. At the beginning of Deuteronomy 28, we are given that list of blessings that come upon those who fully obey and follow all His commands. And that list, I think it's pretty long. The blessings covers everything we could ever need or want. And it is a bought and paid for blessing of being a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's free. But just like salvation, we have a part to play. To live above only and not beneath, at the top and never at the bottom. We must live according to the Word. Must live according to the Word. So that means if you're lying, cheating, stealing, or living in sexual immorality, you're not going to be living at the top, are you? Mm-mm. Complaining, causing strife, schisms, gossiping, refusing to forgive is not top dwelling behavior. Living above only and not beneath is God's will for us, but it is conditional on obedience. When Israel served God with her whole heart, there was no enemy that could stand before them. Put yourself there. Okay? All of their needs were met. They were well in their bodies, and God did whatever it took to keep them above and not beneath. But when they began to grow slothful and became unfaithful, things changed. And Nance, only because you're here, when I saw the word slothful, I said, slothful, that's a sloth. Don't ask me why I go these things. But see, maybe that's why. Because see, to recognize, she has not been slothful in praying for her father. Her father, she is seeing and witnessing what the mighty hand of God is doing for her dad. But anyhow, I thought of a sloth. So I looked up the sloth and it reminded me. Do you remember who wants one of those for a pet? Her. She wants a sloth for a pet. I don't know if she's tried yet to get one, but knowing her, she probably will. But I'm sorry. Okay, and I know. Now you can see where it takes me days and days to study stuff out because I keep going. No. But when they began to grow slothful and became unfaithful, things changed. If there is an area of disobedience in your life, get it right. You got to get it right. Because when you do, you can fully expect to live above only and not beneath. Always that way. You must speak like we're above only and not beneath. If you're living more like the tail, the tail looks behind, all it does is wag and drag behind. That's a tail. I don't want to be a tell. I don't know about you. So if you're living more like the tail than the head in any area, I say in any area of your life, it's time to consider your words. We're right back to words again. Words, are they important? Oh, yes, they are. Guard your words and you'll guard your life. But if you don't control your tongue, it will ruin you and everything. When it comes to being in debt, what are you saying about your situation? Just think for a moment. What are you saying? Even if you're up to your eyeballs in debt, you can start turning your situation around with your words. Get control of that tongue. You know, I actually thought some people, I need to take that tongue and take one of them clippers and go, so that tongue off. You know. Thank you, Jesus. But we are to do as Abraham did, right? We are to call things that be not as though they were. So we are supposed to be saying, I'm debt free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, that my cars are paid off and my house is mine, free and clear. Say it. And when you say it, believe it. Then don't say anything else. Don't turn around and negate what you have said by telling your husband, how long is it going to take us to pay things off? Or how are you going to pay off that credit card? I can't see it happening. Well, you just erased the first ones. God, that's not how you see yourself. You see yourself as struggling to pay off credit card debts. If you need advice in that, ask Leanne. She'll show you and tell you how to get out of it. Am I right? She's not ashamed of it. She'll tell you. I know what it can do and what the credit cards can do. And then the pressure it puts on you. Emotionally, physically, it stresses you out. And all I did was encourage her. I didn't bail her out. Because if I had bailed her out, she wouldn't have learned a thing. But she got herself out and she has helped others because of her experience. Is she in debt to owe any credit cards? No. Does she have any bills? No. But she had to learn and learn the hard way. And that's what they do out there, these credit card companies. And they do it to the kids who are going to college. Have them sign up for a card, get this card in it, and then next you know they use that card and they max it out. And they say, well, you can take this one and put that balance on this card and we'll increase the amount. And they never do. They just keep getting another one and putting it over. Next thing you know, they're going, because they're down that far. And how are they going to get out? Plus, on top of that, they got student loans to pay for. So they're in debt for how long? Debt is a curse. We're supposed to be the lenders, not the borrowers. If you borrow something, I'm nothing against credit cards. I got credit cards. The bill comes in, I pay it. I don't wait a week to pay it either. The day it comes in, I pay it. I don't want to take no chance of me forgetting it. I get it in the mail right away. In fact, I go online and say, did I charge anything since the last statement? Oh, I'll send the extra money in with that. You know, credit cards are for a reason for us to use. You can't book a hotel room without one. How many of you know that? You got to have to rent a car. You got to have a credit card. You know, credit cards are there for a reason. But don't let the credit card rule you. You rule that credit card. Amen. Okay. Talk like you're above only and not beneath. Because it will be a game changer. It will be a game changer. Do the same thing with your job. I thought of someone in here when I wrote this. Do the same thing with your job. Don't go around saying, well, you know, they never do promote people from within, or they never do promote people from this department. You will have what you say. Are you hearing me? Okay. You will have what you say. You're already positioning yourself beneath when God said you never had to be. We're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, and everything we set our hands to prospers. Every bill is paid, every need is met, and every debt is canceled in the name of Jesus. And you do the same with your health and with your relationships. You get things in line with God's way when you say what His Word says. You keep saying, I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. It is not God's will for me to be the tail. It is God's will for me to be the head. It's not God's will for me to be under the thumb and the pressure of an oppressive government that has no idea what it is doing except to destroy the fundamentals of this great nation of yours, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is God's will for you and I to be above. We must operate from the position of above. We're seated with Christ. What the Word says. We're above. We're already above. Why do we want to operate from a level here when we can operate from a level up there? Call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. And what do you do, though, when the devil comes? You resist him. You don't give him a place to live. You resist him and you tell him, no, you're not getting that from me. I believe I received it when I prayed. Too late, devil. I've already received it. You know what he's going to say? Yeah, but you don't have it. Where is it? You've been believing for so long. Don't pay him no mind. Just say, I'm having the last word here, devil. I bind you from my thoughts. You're not getting my thoughts. You're not getting my words. He can't get your thoughts if he don't speak your thought. Don't speak your thoughts. Keep your thoughts to yourself. Speak the word only. That's why Scripture says, speak the word only. That's centurion. Speak the word. So all we're going to do is be speaking the word. Hallelujah. God wants us at the top. Not in some things. In all things. And not some of the time, but all of the time. Always above, never beneath. We are the head and not the tail. Two words. Simply believe. Amen? Thank you. Thank you.